This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line is correspondent Sabina Castelfranco. Sabina, you're in Rome this morning where Pope Leo XIV has given his first comments to a mass of cardinals.
That's absolutely right. His first homily inside the Sistine Chapel where he held his first mass. This is his first mass after being elected Pope, the 267th Pope of the Catholic Church. And in his homily, he said that what is needed is desperately needed is missionary outreach. He said the Christian faith is considered at times absurd, meant for the weak and unintelligent, that other settings are preferred, like technology, money, success, power, or pleasure, and that there is lack of faith, often accompanied by loss of meaning of life, neglect of mercy, the appalling violation of human dignity, he said, the crisis of the family, and many other wounds that afflict our society. So these are really the issues that he is going to address during his papacy. He spoke about them during this first homily, and it is likely that these are issues that he's going to address in the months and years to come.
What is the scene in St. Peter's Square this morning? Are there still revelers out there, or have things calmed
down? Well, there are some. Obviously, you know, this is a city that there are so many tourists here, and particularly because this was Jubilee year, and then the Pope's funeral, and then the Pope's conclave and election, and yesterday more than 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square. Well, today things are calmer. There are less people in the square, but of course, many who are still visiting the church. Others are visiting the tomb of St. Francis in St. Mary Major. The city is really filled with people. The weather is very good here at the moment. You may have seen pictures of yesterday when the white smoke came out of the Sistine Chapel chimney. So everyone is enjoying a beautiful Rome spring.
And Sabina, before we leave you, what's the timeline looking like for when the Pope might make his first rounds around the Vatican or even perhaps around the world?
Well, he's going to come out on the Central Loggia of St. Peter's Basilica on Sunday, and he's going to, do his Sunday prayer called the Regina Caeli this Sunday from there. And then there's a number of appointments, the first of which is actually going to be a meeting with the world media that was here for the funeral and for his election. So we will all be filing into the Paul VI Hall in the Vatican on Monday at 10 a.m. and meeting with the Pope, after which he has a very busy schedule already. He will have his inauguration ceremony on Sunday, the 18th, So that'll be very interesting to watch as well. And then he'll have a number of meetings with, you know, other members, diplomats at the Vatican, and so on. Last night, after he was elected and after he spoke to the people in St. Peter Square for the first time and his name was announced, the first American pope, former Cardinal Prevost, well, he had dinner with all the cardinal electors who were with him in the Sistine Chapel. He had dinner at the Santa Marta residence, and then everybody went off and got some rest. It has been, you know, very, very busy days for all of the cardinals and all of the journalists, for that matter.
All right, Sabina, thank you so much, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Thank you.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.